This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The leaders of the world's major democracies meet virtually today, many unhappy with the way President Biden is handling the withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Amid the backdrop of the harried evacuation from Afghanistan, the G7, the leaders of the world's seven major industrialized democracies, will meet virtually today. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledged the key topic of the G7 conversation will be President Biden's self-imposed August 31st deadline for the total withdrawal of U.S. forces.
We certainly know, and many have talked about their desire to raise questions about the timeline. That's not a surprise, and the president is happy to have that discussion.
But in an interview, a Taliban spokesman told Sky News, August 31st is a red line the U.S. must not cross. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hawaii Governor David Ige is asking people not to visit the islands. Hawaii is struggling to control COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. She's Governor Kathy Hochul now. New York's first female governor assumed office at midnight. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Afterward, Hochul told WGRZ she felt the weight of responsibility on her shoulders. I'll tell New Yorkers I'm up to the task and I won't let them down. Big decisions lay ahead on whether to mandate masks or vaccines for certain groups or whether to reinstate social distancing restrictions if the state's latest wave of infections worsens. Hochul has said she favors making masks mandatory for school children.
Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned following sexual harassment allegations, which he denies. More than 13,500 firefighters are working to contain a dozen large California wildfires. This is AP News. The FDA has given full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine. The AP's Shelley Adler says regulators have hopes now that more Americans will get the shots.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock.
We want to underscore that our efforts to move as quickly as possible have in no way sacrificed scientific standards or the integrity of our process.
And she's hoping the approval will push more people to get the vaccine.
For some, an FDA-approved COVID vaccine may instill in them the confidence to go and get vaccinated.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Sales of existing homes are up. They went up faster than economists were expecting. Existing home sales rose 2% last month from June to about 6 million units. First-time home buyers made up 30% of all transactions last month. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.